News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. A bipartisan budget deal that would fund the federal government for 2 years could come to a vote in the House as early as today. If approved by the House and Senate, the plan would avert another federal government shutdown in January. Senate and House negotiators said the proposal does not raise taxes, lowers the deficit, and raises spending above levels set in the so-called sequester. The Senate has approved President Obama's nomination of Cornelia Pilar to serve on the Federal Appeals Court in Washington. The vote in the Senate was 51-44. For some, the appointment to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia has been a stopover before the U.S. Supreme Court. A man from Wausau is facing new charges for dealing drugs while out of jail on bond awaiting sentencing in another case. We get more from Larry Lee.
His name is Derek Sangster, and he was to be sentenced last week after entering into a plea agreement for possessing marijuana, operating a vehicle after revocation, and for being a felon possessing a firearm. Sangster was free on a signature bond, anticipating up to 5 years in prison plus extended supervision from the plea deal. Then he got caught selling heroin. That means the plea deal is off. Sangster could get more prison time, and his signature bond was replaced with a $25,000 cash bond. Now he's in jail. Sangster's attorney, Ryan Lister, has asked Judge Michael Moran to withdraw his client's plea. The judge may decide on that motion January 3rd. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The issue of if a government committee member can make an audio or video recording of a closed session meeting for their own purposes may be reviewed by a judge. That's what Corporation Counsel in Marathon County Scott Corbett asked the Executive Committee for permission to do on Wednesday. Corbett is asking for a judge to review the recently passed ordinance and issue what's called a declaratory judgment. Marathon County Board Supervisor Oliver Burrows contends that he should be allowed to record the meetings, which he is already entitled to participate in, so there is an accurate record of what happened.
What we're also talking about here, I believe, is a 14th Amendment situation about due process. If I want to bring an action, I want to be able to have an accurate record of what occurred, as well as if I'm called to be deposed as to what I said and did.
The executive committee voted 5-4 to approve requesting a judge make a declaratory judgment, which both Counselor Corbett and Supervisor Burrows agree would be beneficial to avoid legal proceedings. A Wausau man is facing felony charges in a child porn case. We get more from Raymond Newport.
Police say 26-year-old Tyler Vogel was chatting with people on an anonymous video website and trading pictures of underage girls with the people he chatted with. Special agents with the State Division of Criminal Investigation and Wausau Police raided Vogel's home on Monday and found the images there. Vogel was arrested a short time later at the fast food restaurant where he works. Police say Vogel admitted to viewing the pictures and said it was a one-month phase he was going through. Vogel now faces 10 felony charges of possession of child pornography. He's free on a $5,000 cash bond. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
The Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Chicago has denied a rehearing on a decision against a family hoping to build a Bible camp and conference center on Squash Lake. The Jaros family has tried for nearly a decade to build the facility on family-owned land in the town of Woodboro in Oneida County. The county and the town of Woodboro, along with the Oneida County Board of Adjustment, have all denied the needed permits. The family appealed to federal court in Madison, where the court decided against them. They took their case to the next level, appeals court in Chicago, which affirmed the other court's decision. Tuesday, the Seventh Circuit Court in Chicago said they would deny a rehearing. The State of Wisconsin Building Commission gave the green light to several projects Wednesday. One of them is for the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Larry Lee has that story.
The commission authorized funding to pay for design work and planning for a new chemistry and biology building at the Stevens Point campus. The new building concept includes 12 classrooms big enough for 55 students and 2 lecture halls big enough for 100 students. The new facility would give the campus some much-needed general classroom space and would give more space to the cramped department. The Building Commission did not release any cost projections for the design and planning phase or for the eventual construction. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Cold temperatures are keeping people away from donating blood, and the Blood Center of Wisconsin is asking for your help. They're holding a blood drive at Rothschild's Village Hall starting at 9 a.m. today. Spokeswoman Vicki Bowman says you should be ready before donating.
Important to have a good breakfast or a good lunch before you come in, something nutritious, and also a good idea to make sure you are well hydrated, push the water and or juice.
The drive runs until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the city of Wausau has accepted more donated property at this week's council meeting. Residential properties at 402 Chicago Avenue and 901 Stark Street were accepted. Community development analyst Tammy Stratz says the Chicago Avenue property was offered by an elderly landlord who knew he couldn't keep up with the maintenance anymore.
We talked at length to make sure he understood what he was doing, and we researched the property to see if it would be a good fit for our department to take over so that we could rehabilitate it. It is a duplex right now. We can turn it back into a single family and then sell it to a income-qualifying household.
And the Sylvan Tubing Hill opens up on Friday night. The Parks Department is ready for the rush. Recreation Superintendent Karen Power says they're expecting a good open on Friday.
We're looking forward to good temperatures for night tubing. We're recommending that everybody wear their snow pants and a good waterproof jacket, gloves, and a hat, and boots, and come on out to the hill.
And that's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.